My beloved Congo, the joke of the African continent, the world's gold, diamond, and coltan mine, Rwanda's concubine. This country of mine poisoneth the swine that is Western policy. You see, Western and Asian countries exploit the riches but live behind gated communities with underpaid Congolese security. So they're closing the door on fractured Congolese faces with one hand while robbing her for resources with the other. And no province is safe because even some of our own corrupted Congolese leaders are involved in this race, but even they can't keep pace in the face of our Rwandan aggressors annexing our spirit to their sick and stricken sinister soul to such an extent that at one point to call Eastern Congo, you had to dial Rwandan area codes as they toyed with the possibility of introducing Rwandan currency in the East. The United Nations talks of peace, knowing full well that peace can only be attained through violence. Child soldiers fighting in fear of retribution on their families, joining the spread of violence, raping my mother country and spilling a black Colton blood only continues through violence. When I talk to you about Congolese genocide, what's the compliance? Your response? Silence. You see, I know because I used to be just like you, sitting there smiling while other folks lie dying. Even bought my wife a diamond and probably spilled the blood of a distant Congolese cousin for it and chose to ignore it. But now I visited Congolese refugee camps to find that there's not even any refuge for refugees. Abandoned Congolese mothers and children living in tents made out of empty rice bags while lice drags through their hair and their daughters living in despair start having sex and babies at 12 years old with 50-year-old married men. With no humility, who pay them 25 cents for their virginity and the possibility of exchange for AIDS, while the World Bank gives this absentee father of a government aid. But I'm looking for a cure for both diseases because too many millions have died in too many years and too many orphans are shedding tears as they start dying in the streets at 11 years old. Because even though it's hot on the outside, their inner spirits are cold from walking around starving in a capital city that barely has paved roads, and eating half a meal a day can't heal that. Living on less than a dollar a month won't heal that. And since y'all don't see this conflict on the news, y'all can't feel that. And so I'm hoping that 1,000 words can be worth a picture, because the image of the Congo may not fit your stomach, but it'll fit your fingers with diamonds, your ears of gold, your cell phones of coltan, while newly discovered Congolese oil heats your house when it's cold. But y'all still don't give a damn. Even when I talk to y'all about Congolese of polio walking as if their left knee was glued to their left hand, you see, there may be a cure for measles and malaria, but there's no medicine for misery, and the country being steered in the wrong direction, and children dying from all sorts of infections, and 12-year-old girls condemned to death because rich married men don't use protection, and all of their relationships end in rejection. It's like the entire country suffering from a lethal injection, a third genocide in about 100 years that's gone without mention, along with the fact that we keep going with these corrupt elections on the Congolese street called the Avenue of the Future. That's when my father was tortured and nearly died in detention. So you have to forgive me when I say the future looks bent in the minds of the people. And you see, I'm also pissed off because they say long live an independent Congo. But I don't remember when it ever was. The international community correctly condemns Congolese corruption and questioning where the ministers bought their cars from. But the world's ears become deaf when I ask where our invaders got their arms from. This is the Congo, baby, and ain't none of it funny. Americans who work here say it's a great place to make money. Folks with connections to all of our leaders said he robbing our country of our resources, living in the land of internationally sanctioned genocide, where pathetic United Nations plus future United States policies equals pesticide, claiming that they find broke a peace, but don't let them fool ya, because up until this day, we're still digging up body bags in Bunia, because their role in the Congo supports nothing but violence, a continual purchase of Congolese resources that never benefit the masters, compliance, possible untested AIDS drugs on unsuspecting Congolese in the name of science. Poems like this to try to wake you all up, a simple act of defiance. All I ask for my beloved Congolese people, self-reliance, but when I ask you to help me heal the hurting heart of Africa, your response?
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.